We had our dinner party on Married at First Sight last night, and we all know from the 8 years that we've had of MAFS, the 8 seasons, that dinner parties throw down.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It's one of the few opportunities that all the couples get to come back together and chat, catch up, or air some grievances.
Yeah.
And last night we saw Bryce, who we know is married to Melissa, say, look, after what I saw at the commitment ceremony on Sunday, I want to go in and have a stand up for Coco, Sam's partner. We've all seen Sam and Coco's dramas. But when Bryce tried to address it, Sam kind of had a few shots back. Things got a bit heated. This is all before dinner is served.
Oh, jeez.
But then we do sit down and dinner, and the heatedness certainly does not simmer down.
Let me say this, mate.
Sam.
Someone who works on a radio station, I think it'd be a lot funnier, and you're actually a douchebag.
Am I?
Yeah, you are, buddy. Yeah. You've got the personality of a doormat. It's an insult to doormats.
Stop it.
And I apologise to doormats.
No, let him go, let him go.
I do it. No, no, I apologise to doormats. Go. Stick in your big nose, you met everyone
shut
else.
Shut up!
Shut up.
You're an absolute embarrassment.
So that was Sam having a go at our radio announcer Bryce there, and obviously tensions boiled over.
Yeah. Well, Bryce joins us right now. Good morning, Bryce. How are you going?
Morning, guys. I'm good. How about yourselves?
Yeah, pretty good. Watching that back, how did you feel about it, having a few months now to, I guess, simmer down and digest it a bit and dissect it?
I think it was a very tame version of what actually happened on the night, to be honest with you.
Wow,
I think,
what did we see,
yeah,
Bryce?
Yeah,
so there was a lot that didn't make the 90 minutes. And I suppose the main ingredient was missing too for the catalyst of why the night got so heated. So during the week, I heard you just say then, Jess, that obviously he made comments about Coco at the commitment ceremony, and I sort of spoke up for a few of us boys that thought of the same thing. And during the week, he also made another comment after the commitment ceremony about Coco that a lot of us heard and a lot of us all thought was disgusting. So that was basically the catalyst, and I think you saw a lot of people being quiet last night because they didn't sort of want to bring it up because of what's the worst thing I've ever heard someone say to another human being, but yeah.
He said something to Coco, but in front of others, so you all heard it?
So he said it to her, and then I got told by another groom, but that groom I do trust, and because he knows Sam quite well, and I'm not surprised. And then, yeah, we sort of brought it up, and he clearly got quite offended by me saying it to him because that actually wasn't shown in the cocktail party argument, but that was basically what I ended up bringing up.
As in, it was that bad.
Was that bad what he said?
They couldn't air it.
Could you say it right now, what he said?
Yeah, so he called her a burn victim because she wears fake tan.
Right.
That's not very nice.
Jesus.
Said that she looks like a burn victim because she wears fake tan.
Right. So you obviously wanted to say something to him, and that obviously got whispered around, so Sam's come at you straight away. But I did notice a lot of the other people, and Sam said it as well, like, you know, people in glass houses, Bryce, shouldn't throw stones, and people saying things about your relationship with your spouse isn't perfect. So who are you to sort of have a go at him? What do you say to that?
Yeah, but see, I don't think I scoop as low as calling someone what Sam called Coco. So I think there's a difference of having some sort of respect for your partner. And look, apparently they were getting along as friends. I don't know if I'd ever say that to a friend or even an enemy that they look like that. So, yeah, I think Sam's definitely trying to cover up his tracks because we all knew about it.
Have you spoken with Sam since?
Yeah. We actually had a beer the other weekend. Obviously, this morning we've had a few things cross over and he's backing down from it because I would too if that got out. But hey, look, there's a truth in what you're saying. I'm happy to call it how it is.
So has he ever admitted to saying this phrase that you heard via a kind of two or three steps?
Yeah, so he has admitted it, but he's claiming that he said that because she was wearing a face mask, which I can tell you now, we never wore face masks on the show because we were COVID tested every Monday. Right. And he's basically saying due to that, that's why he said that. So again, I think someone trying to cover up some tracks and sort of not look as bad as what they were painted, but lucky for him it wasn't shown. So
yeah. And then we saw some photos, mate. I saw some photos of you. You play some club footy, obviously, football in Melbourne. I saw some photos of you getting into a fight on the weekend. Was that MAFS related? Did they just flick a bit of chat about the show?
Yeah, so just to clear that up, I didn't actually get in a fight myself. One of the guys who were playing was throwing around a few homophobic slurs and calling our coach some derogatory things, unfortunately, and it just sort of got escalated, and me and a couple of boys from my team that I play with actually tried to break it up. So that's been reported real falsely. I think it's actually under investigation because it was quite bad. And no, nothing to do with me at all. I just, yeah, I was quite disgusted because I've got friends that are gay and I'm sort of just, I don't really stand by people making comments like that, unfortunately.
Right.
Oh. And last one from me, the dinner parties. We've heard from everybody in the previous iterations of the show that they go till like 2, 3am and they kind of play with alcohol, and there's been a bit of backlash from that from the show's producers and things like that. Is that still happening? Is that why these tensions are rising between you and Sam, like more than they may have?
No, I can definitely let you guys know, like 100% honest, I had 2 beers that night. I had 1 beer at the cocktail party, one at the dinner party itself, and that was literally the quickest dinner party I think they've ever filmed. We started around 8pm, was wrapped up by about 10:15.
Oh, so well, if you throw the water quickly, Bryce, I guess they don't need any more footage.
Yeah, they've got the content.
Yeah, they've got the content.
Do you regret throwing the water now that you look back on it and see it last night and everyone's asking you about it today?
Absolutely not, because there was more to it from that, and then obviously we didn't see it, but Melissa actually stormed back in because Rebecca made a comment towards her, kind of slut-shaming her a little bit, and she walked in and sort of told Rebecca to sort of go jump off the Harbour Bridge, and we didn't see any of that, though, because it was Melissa standing up for herself. But, yeah, it was a very heated dinner party, but we saw a tame version last night.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, well, what a mess.
There's more to come Sunday night for the commitment ceremony, Channel 9 at 7:30. Bryce, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. Appreciate it.
Too easy, guys. Have a good day in Newry.
Good to see that. Love wins.
What part of that was love winning?